Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mike Silver. And, of course, Mike Silver produces a product that we use, and I think the increasing number of people all across America use, and it's called Just Like Sugar. Mike, how did this Just Like Sugar come about? How did it happen that you manufactured this and created it?
Okay, Dr. Stan. Well, as a lot of your guests know, you have a doctor on your show all the time, Dr. Betty Martini. And I met Dr. Betty Martini many, many years ago in 1992 with my work with herbs and herbal medicines in the Amazon jungle. Well, Dr. Martini has the program, worldwide organization called Mission Possible. And they are trying to eliminate all the artificial sweeteners, any dangers to adult children, from the food source, using, you know, not using these artificial sweeteners. So they were telling everybody, don't use the blue stuff, don't use the pink stuff, don't use the sugar alcohols, never use adulterated stevia, don't use the yellow, don't even use sugar. And they had a major, major, major problem. And that problem was, everybody came back to them and said, well, you're telling us, and don't forget, this is a worldwide organization. This is all over the world. You're telling us not to use this, not to use that, not to use the other. Well, what can we use? And Dr. Martini had no answer. Absolutely no answer. So she thought to herself, I know someone that may be able to help us. And I received a phone call back in 2003 from Dr. Martini. And she said, Mike, I need your help. We're telling everybody not to use the artificials. It's destroying the health of humanity. It's destroying everything. We need you to make us a sweetener. And I said, well, I could probably do that. But what kind of sweetener do you want? And I guarantee you she had this written down and rehearsed. Because she said, we need a sweetener that tastes like sugar, cooks like sugar, bakes like sugar, browns like sugar, sauces like sugar, has the same brick as sugar, with no calories, no cholesterol, no carbohydrate, no fat, glycemic level of zero, triglyceride level of zero. The more you eat, the greater reduced risk of colon cancer, rectal cancer, and digestive cancers. The more you eat, the more weight you lose. The more you eat, your better sugar rate regulation in your body. And the more you eat, your skin gets soft, and your wrinkles go away. So I said, sure, I can make that for you. And Betty said, if you can do that, it'd be a miracle. Well, I went to work on that. And we actually did make that sweetener. And then we took the samples of the sweetener that we made, and we send it not only to Dr. Martini, because all the doctors involved really wanted to test this product before they would endorse it and say it is what it is. So we send it to Dr. Russell Blaylock, the world's leading neurosurgeon, Dr. Leonard Codwell, the world's leading cancer doctor, Dr. Walton. Just on and on and on. And tests were done. More tests and more tests.
And hold that thought, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
While the storm clouds gather. silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mike is certainly telling us of what is in the product. There are four things, and certainly there's some vitamin C. There's certainly fiber. There is certainly the sweetness comes from the peel of an orange, and it's basically so sweet you can't eat it because it tastes bitter. But if you dilute it on down, why, it gives you a consistency and a taste exactly like sugar. And so basically, this was utilized. It was checked out for as far as diabetics were concerned. And it works fine. It certainly kept them from spiking their blood sugar. And certainly Dr. Blaylock, Dr. Martini, that all the doctors certainly had looked into this and found that it was a perfectly safe substitute for sugar. It's just like sugar, tastes like sugar, has the consistency of sugar, and yet, of course, it has no calories, it has no sugar in it. So go right ahead. So what sort of response then? Did it start to get used fairly widely?
Yes. Right after Dr. Blaylock put out his newsletter, we got a call from the head nutritionist for Whole Foods. This is way back in 2003-2005. And said, she follows Dr. Blaylock to the rule, and we need your product in all of our stores. And that was actually our first customer, because we didn't even expect that. We just made the product for Dr. Martini and Mission Possible. So then we said, well, this is going to be... it may be a good thing to help the health of humanity. So we started a company called Just Like Sugar, trademarked the name Just Like Sugar, and started making product and shipping it out. Now we're in 97 countries around the world, and just like sugar, is the Inc. 500 fastest growing company in the United States.
And why don't you tell us about some of the other products? Because you not only have the sugar products, you have a number of other products certainly that are, first of all, available, and another number of other products that are in certainly are being developed. Would you like to tell our listeners about them?
Sure. Well, all the products we have on the market now are Dr. Betty Martini based. See, Dr. Martini said, okay, great. Just Like Sugar is fantastic. Everybody loves it, and it's helping the health of humanity. But what about people who bake? So we made a baking formula, which is specifically for baking. Then Dr. Martini comes back again a little bit later and says, well, you know, the big sugar company makes this brown sugar. And the brown sugar, of course, is just as bad as real sugar. And some of the other artificials make brown sugar, but it's full of chemicals. So then we came out with a brown sweetener. Now, with all of our sweeteners, you need to have 5 pounds of any of our Just Like Sugar sweetener products to have 1 calorie, because it's a non-digestible oligosaccharide. That means, to your listeners, probably don't know that. Let's say inadvertently you swallow a marble. Little tiny marble. It goes through your system. You don't gain any calories from that marble, and it comes out the other side. That's the same thing with Just Like Sugar.
And so basically, of course, you have the brown sugar, you have a baking sugar, and but you are developing a number of other things, I know. When will those be available? Any idea?
Well, right now, besides the sweetener line, Dr. Martini called, and she says to me, that I used to love hot chocolate, but I cannot find any hot chocolate on the market that doesn't have 87 ingredients. The first ingredient being high fructose corn syrup, the second ingredient being sugar, and the rest you cannot pronounce. And the only thing missing in the ingredient list is actually chocolate or cacao. So we came out with a hot chocolate that you mix with water. It has 4 ingredients, and it has calories, but the calories are only from the cacao. Glycemic index of 0. It gets thick and creamy because of the fiber, and it is absolutely fantastic. Next, he said, we have another problem. And I said, Betty, what's your problem? We'll fix it. He says, well, company out there has a product, strawberry milk mix, and it's selling like crazy. And I looked at the ingredients, 110 ingredients, 360 calories. You mix with milk, of course, with Dr. Blaylock and all the doctors. They never, ever, ever use cow's milk, because Dr. Blaylock says that humans are, A, the only mammal who drinks milk after they're weaned. 2, the only mammal who drinks another mammal's milk. And the third one escapes me right now, but you get the drift of that. So we developed a strawberry milk mix that has 3 ingredients, only 5 calories. And we suggest almond milk, rice milk, coconut milk, anything but cow's milk. You mix it, and you not cannot tell the difference between the taste of the artificial one and ours. The only difference is, Betty says, that the Just Like Sugar strawberry milk mix is actually healthy for you, because every one of our products has the same attributes as the Just Like Sugar. Everything that I said at the beginning of the show is in every one of our products. So no matter which product you have, you get the same benefit. Then it was October before November, and Dr. Martini says, you know, people make pumpkin pie. and they make apple pie and this and that. Pumpkin pie, you have to put in one can of condensed milk. One can of condensed milk, the serving size is one teaspoon, and it has 220 calories. But you have to put a whole can. So you put a whole can in, you've got 5,000 calories or whatever, and all the their butter and the cream, and diabetics can't have it, and it's just making havoc on everybody. So we came up with another product for Dr. Martini, which is called, under our Just Like Chef's line, called Bake Right. And it's a bake right. You can make baked apples, make an apple pie. You can make that pumpkin pie just with pumpkin, our spice, some lemons, and a few eggs, and that's it. You can't tell the difference. Absolutely can't tell the difference.
Well, now, what about the apple? Can you make an apple pie without adding sugar to it?
Yeah. And you take your pie crust, put it in the pie bowl. You take your apples, you cut them, and you slice them. You take a little bit of lemon juice, and you mix the apples in the lemon juice. You take the just like bake right. You mix it in, coat all of the apples, not much, teaspoon or so, tablespoon. 9-inch pies, tablespoon. That's it. And then you put the pastry on the top. You bake it as normal, and you have the best tasting apple pie you have ever tasted.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Mike, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And how can people get to Just Like Sugar? Do you have a telephone number, an address where people can actually get in touch with your organization?
Yes, so there's several. First of all, you can call our 800 number, which is 1-866-547-8427, or you can go to one of our two websites. The first one is justlikesugar.com, which is basically a retail site that has a lot of information, recipes, and you can order. Or if you really want to know a lot about technical information on the product, you want to see movies, you want to see doctor testimonials, videos, and you can spend about 3 weeks on this website 24 hours a day. It is JLSTECHINFO.com. JLSTECHINFO.com. In 2010, we made the cover of Vogue magazine, and Madonna, since she loves our product so much, is singing her song Vogue for us. If you look at the presentation of the cover of the magazine.
All right, fine. Now, one more time, get your telephone number out. You always have to put the telephone number out twice. What again is the telephone number to call if you'd like to get it?
Okay, it's 1-866-547-8427. Once again, 866-547-8427.
And I should comment that we are using the Just Like Sugar. We actually got it. And right now we've got Jay calling from SoCal. Again, if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Jay, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. I was wondering, his comment about milk was, he said something about milk, and I didn't understand what he was saying about milk.
He said basically that milk is not good for you, that the man is the only animal that drinks milk after suddenly
well,
they've been weaned.
Because I've lived in the mountains here, and deers drink milk, dogs and cats drink milk. He leaves milk out like raccoons drink it. Any animal leaves milk out, almost any animal is going to drink milk. So I disagree with that one point. That's all I have to say.
All right. Okay, fine. Anything else, Jay?
That's it. I'm just saying, people aren't the only.
All right, good point. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
I'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Mike Silver, and we're talking about Just Like Sugar. And if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Mike is saying that certainly in the eastern part of the United States, certainly almost all the schools, certainly where they're doing baking and certainly making cookies and things for the schools, are actually using his product because, of course, the concern over diabetes, obesity, and the complications that come from using sugar. So basically, they've introduced the idea, and the product is being used widely, and most people don't even know it. But, of course, the one thing they're trying to do is avoid the things that would suddenly cause our young people to put on weight and or develop diabetes. And so basically, what about diabetics or a lot of diabetics across the country using the product?
Oh, yes. We sponsor every year from the ADA, Kids Rock the World. Now, if your listeners go to the JLSTECHINFO.com website, they can see and click on the testimonials from the American Diabetes Association and Kids Rock the World. And it basically states that we have changed so many lives of so many of these children.
So basically, then, of course, these organizations, diabetic organizations, then, are already supporting you and your product.
Yes, and we're used in probably majority of all the bariatric clinics and hospitals in the United States. And now,
these organizations, diabetic organizations, then, are already supporting you and your product.
Yes, and we're used in probably majority of all the bariatric clinics and hospitals in the United States. And now moving.
These organizations, diabetic organizations, then, are already supporting you and your product.
Yes, and we're used in probably majority of all the bariatric clinics and hospitals in the United States. And now moving.
These organizations, diabetic organizations, then, are already supporting you and your product.
Yes, and we're used in probably majority of all the bariatric clinics and hospitals in the United States, and now moving.
Sugar would be better, but sugar is not good for you either. And it tends to aggravate diabetes. It'll promote diabetes, and it'll put weight on you. So basically, just like sugar is one of the most amazing substitutes, and it's only been around now for just about 11 years, actually, coming on in 2003, August of 2003, just 11 years ago. So basically, this is really being utilized literally all over the world. And yet, I suspect that an awful lot of people out there in the listening audience have never heard of it. You mentioned that you actually had a write-up in Vogue magazine.
Yeah. You can see that on the Just Like JLSTECH. INFO.com site, right on the top, right next to the television show hosted by William Shatner that we were on. And you can read the article, and it's by Jeffrey, who is the food critic for Vogue, and wrote about an 8-page article on Just Like Sugar, because he's very famous in the community in New York, and it's for his famous chocolate chip cookies. And he substituted sugar and the artificial in different batches with Just Like Sugar, and that's why it was a 10-page article raving about how great Just Like Sugar was.
And I really think you have to try it, and basically we use this in our home. But, you know, it took a long time before I was willing just to, you know, go ahead and buy something. We have to get it through the mail. Hopefully one day we'll be able to get it through our local stores. But basically right now we have to get it through the mail. Suddenly once you try it and you realize it really, that it is just like sugar. Why, of course, it's very easy, and you don't want to give it up. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And suddenly, we think Mike has a great, great product, and that's why we've asked him to come on with us this evening and tell the people about it. This is sort of an infomercial. We're not getting compensated at all for it because we happen to believe in the product. And since we believe in the product, why, we encourage people to at least give it a try, and it could change certainly their whole health and certainly their diet, because, of course, we should not be eating the amount of sugar. We are eating too much sugar. There's too much obesity. And Sydney, are those products, these new drinks that you were talking about for the schools, when will those be available?
They're available right now on our website, justlikesugar.com. But they'll be available a little bit later in the middle to the end of the next school year. But getting back to the sugar, if your listeners go to our website and they check out 78 reasons not to eat sugar, it gives you 78 reasons or what sugar does to you with all the clinical medical references. Very interesting.
Well, what did, could you just list a few of those things for us?
Well, of course, diabetes, wrinkles, heart disease.
Well, you mentioned earlier that the study of to Sarah, who called in, that if she used just like sugar, it would do away with wrinkles. Does it really do away with wrinkles?
See, here's one thing. Just like sugar never says anything about their product whatsoever. We only quote from doctors, medical doctors, MDs, board-certified MDs, that write papers or books about our product. And in Dr. Codwell's book, The Only Answer to Cancer, which is, I believe was one of the New York Times bestsellers, wrote in the two pages he wrote about Just Like Sugar, the use of Just Like Sugar makes your skin soft and your wrinkles go away. And the reason for that is sugary treats and drinks don't just add pounds. They also raise blood sugar levels. And the sugar attaches itself to collagen in a process called glycation, which makes the skin inflexible and accelerates the aging process, hence, ergo, wrinkle. So Dr. Codwell is saying that using Just Like Sugar reverses that. It's what he's found in his studies here in the United States and in Germany.
Well, I think that really is amazing. And certainly if you can take away women's wrinkles, I would think that every woman would certainly want to try it.
Every woman will be trying it.
Well, sooner or later.
Yes. Well, we have a program now where very shortly, in the next 5 to 8 months, you will see Just Like Sugar in all of the major grocery stores in the United States. You did mention the new product coming.
The new product, which is that now specifically?
Okay, we have two great products for the kids, moms and dads, anyone who likes caramel or butterscotch.
Okay, fine. And now are these the candies or what?
No. They're called butterscotch sprinkles or caramel sprinkles. So what happens is you take the sprinkles. Let's say you're having some ice cream. According to Dr. Blaylock, it's not ice cream with milk. It could be coconut ice cream or any ice cream. You sprinkle the butterscotch sprinkles or the caramel sprinkles on top. As the ice cream starts to melt, it turns into a syrup. And the taste is phenomenal. It tastes just like butterscotch. It tastes just like caramel. But there's no egg. There's no calories. There's no cholesterol. There absolutely is nothing in this product.
Well, we'll have to look forward to it. We're out of time. God bless and thank you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and trying to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we really are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America, suddenly 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to educate the American people about what is really going on behind the scenes. Because the problem we have is that most people really don't know what's going on because the media is controlled by six major corporations. And, of course, that is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, and so Comcast that controls NBC, and Rupert Murdoch, and, of course, the dozens of publishing houses and major newspapers and Fox News. But basically, they're largely able to control what the American people think and believe. They control 90% of the major media outlets, and suddenly Bill Gates and some of the others who have invested in another media corporation that has 56 newspapers. They control our local newspaper where I live, and the newspaper across the county, and the newspaper over in San Jose. They control 56 newspapers, but basically we have this centralization of control of the media because they don't want us to have the opportunity to hear the truth, and that's why I do what I do, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, but we can't do it without your help. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to tell others about our program because that's how we get more and more people listening. And when people start listening, they think we're crazy. But before long, they're afraid we're not. And people must understand that basically we have a small group. They control the six major the banking concerns, basically that's Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. and they control 67% of the financial assets of the United States. They're able to create money out of nothing, and of course, then they've lent money to the major corporations. As a result, they control most of the major corporations in the United States, and people really don't understand the centralization of power. But people say, well, if they're that powerful, why haven't they taken over already? And the answer to that is very simple. They have taken over. They control America's government. They control America's foreign and domestic policy. And they're using the military and financial power of the United States to maintain an empire. And this is why we are, suddenly have our special forces troops over there and in the Ukraine today. This is why we have our special forces troops suddenly in Iraq. This is why we are training the ISI, and what people must understand is that we are training all this radical Islamic movement. It is a creation, so we will have an enemy. But if you doubt that, just go up in the internet, your search engine, and type in CIA funds Muslim Brotherhood. Type in CIA funds, that's in the Al-Qaeda. Type in CIA funds ISI, and you'll find that that is exactly the case. Basically, we are creating and we are financing these radical Islamic groups that have already killed close to 1 million Christians in Iraq and certainly in Syria and in Egypt and through that part of the world. And basically, they're going to kill the rest of them, unless, of course, we can get people concerned. So our plea to you is, please pray for America. Pray for revival. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be back in just a moment with Cheryl Hancock right here at Radio Liberty.
As we raise our voices,
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors of the station. They're my views, and well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock. And they're going to be trying to get her on the cell phone. Suddenly the telephone number that she had sent doesn't seem to be working. But Cheryl, of course, is our representative over in the Holy Land. She's just back here now. She'll be here through October. She just got married. She's been certainly working over there for about 15 years. And basically, Cheryl basically has a ministry. She has brought an awful lot of the Palestinians to a personal relationship with our Lord. And so many of the Muslims over there are looking for an alternative. And basically, the stories that she's told us through the years about certainly her her experiences working within the Palestinian community, and actually, of course, she's really is not allowed to proselytize among the Jewish population. If she was known as a missionary over there, why, of course, they would suddenly stop her from doing what she's doing. So she really works as a correspondent, but she does, of course, visit the Palestinians and show them Christian love. And basically, this is what these people are desperate for. And it's amazing how many of the Palestinians have suddenly risked their lives to convert to the Christian faith. And it's really rewarding. But right now, of course, as you know, why Israel is certainly in the throes of a major battle. And suddenly we just got a directive from Cheryl just yesterday. And Cheryl's pointing out that the Israeli people suddenly living under constant threat of suddenly a nuclear, pardon me, a missile attack. Suddenly the tourist industry has been pretty well destroyed. People live in constant fear. They only have 40 seconds to get to a shelter when the missiles are coming in. Fortunately, an awful lot, there very, very few Israelis have actually been hit or killed by the missiles, but they live in this constant fear. Well, right now we have Cheryl with us. Hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
Doing fine. Thanks.
Why don't you bring us up to the line, up to par? What's going on, Sydney? Do you think this truce will hold for the time being?
Well, there has been two rockets fired into Israel overnight in Israel. Right now it's, I think, 7 in the morning. Something like that. They're 10 hours ahead in Israel from the Pacific time. So the two rockets that were fired in, Hamas said they didn't do them. Now, there's all kinds of different terrorist groups in the Gaza Strip, but no one knows who really did them. And Hamas did tell the Palestinian negotiators to leave the table in Egypt. Whether they did or not, I don't know. That didn't come out yet. But hopefully it'll hold. It's only for one more hour. And if it can hold for one more hour, Israel's holding. So we'll see what happens. But Hamas did say what they want is that the Gaza Strip would be opened so people can come and go and items can come and go from Gaza. And the reason it's closed off, both by Egypt and by Israel, is because they know that Hamas brings in some very terrible things to the Gaza Strip, and then they, of course, attack Israel with it.
All right, fine. Well, of course, it's a frightening thing to really to live in constant fear of a missile coming in. And this is my understanding is that certainly the tourist industry over there in Israel is pretty well stopped because of the missile attack. Is that correct?
Well, it has slowed down quite a bit. It has not stopped. Groups are still coming to Israel. And also, people are making aliyah, which means they're immigrating to Israel. There's over 500 Americans that immigrated in July.
What about the French? There are a lot of the French coming in because of the anti-Semitism.
Yes, 426 French people just immigrated to Israel.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in a moment. And if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlicime also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlicime in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlicime now. Garlicime, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly if we see the pictures of what's going on in Gaza today, whole areas of certainly of Gaza are just nothing but rubble. And certainly tens of thousands of people have lost their homes, lost everything they had. They're well over 1,000, probably close to 1,000. The Palestinians have been killed, and an equal number have been wounded. Do we have any idea how many killed, how many wounded?
No, actually, you know, we get numbers out of the Gaza Strip, but we're getting numbers from them. This is what they're wanting to tell us, that so many civilians have been killed. They have to wait for the debriefing of all the soldiers. They'll come in and they'll give the report, and they want to know. Israel will not say those numbers that Hamas is giving and that the Palestinians are giving in Gaza are accurate. They're exaggerating the numbers, of course. But they want to wait and find out how many exactly, if that's possible. And they can get a better count after all this is done. But it's not done yet. And, you know, Hamas is a terrorist group, and it started not too long ago, something like 20-something years ago. But Hamas's charter, and the reason that it exists, is to destroy Israel. That's what it's for. So they are going to continue trying to destroy Israel. Otherwise, they don't need to be.
Well, now, basically, one of the things that I'm very, very grateful about, but also very curious about, is that Hezbollah did not participate. Hezbollah has 125,000 sophisticated missiles. Hamas has unsophisticated missiles, and basically they don't certainly target very well. Whereas the Hezbollah missiles, they could target. They're from Iran. But why did Hezbollah not come into this conflict? Because that would have certainly disrupted the entire government, the entire society of Israel, and could have just been devastating for Israel.
Yeah, Hamas did ask Hezbollah to join in and start firing on Israel from the north. But what I read was that Hezbollah has a problem with Hamas. Hamas is a military wing from Muslim Brotherhood, and that's why they don't get along with the Egyptian leadership now, and they don't get along with Hezbollah right now. So Hezbollah wasn't going to help them. And I really thank God that they didn't, because that would have been horrible to open up another front. Somebody who has how many, I forget how many rockets they have, 200,000 rockets pointed at Israel. I mean, it's devastating if they would have started, but Hezbollah is busy up in Syria right now, too.
Hezbollah is fighting then. The Hezbollah forces are actually helping Abbas there in Syria. But of course, what they're doing is they're fighting the Islamic radicals who we're funding. Why are we funding Islamic radicals in both Syria and in Iraq? Why are we funding these radical Islamists? It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But if you look at Islam as a whole, you have the Shiites and the Sunnis. The Shiites are the more radical because this is Iran who wants to have a nuclear bomb. They have missiles that can reach America. They just don't have a nuclear warhead yet. And they do threaten America. Syria is threatening America. And America wants the Sunnis, because we talk with Saudi Arabia, we talk with Egypt, we talk with Jordan. and we have some kind of camaraderie with them. And with the Shiites, we don't. So the Shiites are trying to take over the oil. If they take over the oil in the Middle East, they'll take over the West. That's their thinking. And we're trying to keep that from happening. So we're on the side of the Sunnis. But as you know, some of the Sunnis are so radical that they're beheading people, they're crucifying people. They don't care.
Well, now, what's happening in Jordan?
In Jordan, ISIS, I believe you know the group ISIS is the Islamic State for Iraq and Syria, is now called IS, which is Islamic State. They want to make a caliphate across the Middle East, completely across the Middle East. And they're like a snowball going downhill. As they go, they're getting momentum. People are joining them, sometimes out of fear, sometimes because they're getting the victory and they want to be on the side of somebody getting the victory. And they're, whoever's not following their strict Sharia law that they want to impose, Sharia law is Islamic law, a very strict form, then they will kill them and they tell them to leave their homes. Well, they actually went into Jordan. They took one of the checkpoints of Jordan. Jordan asked Israel to help them fight against ISIS if they come into Jordan completely. And Israel has responded with the air troops. They will respond because Jordan has great ground troops, but they don't have air. So they're a very dangerous group, and they're trying to take over all the West, all the Middle East over there. You know, they went so far as to say they want to take over Jerusalem because they figure if they get Jerusalem, they've got the prize of the Middle East because they're taking it over from the Jewish people also.
Well, basically, but who is funding ISIS? I mean, who is funding this group? Do we have any idea?
I don't know where the funding's coming from. I know that they have had funds already, but then as they take over places, they're taking over the bank. They're taking money from it. They're just gaining more and more as they go, as they take over everything. They're at the muzzle of the dam right now, and it looks like they might take that over too, which means that they have controlled electricity over there in Iraq, and that's Baghdad. You know, they have to. We have troops over in Baghdad, 200 people that are supposed to be advisors. And now Obama just said that he wants to go ahead and do airstrikes if ISIS keeps going. So it's very dangerous because now we're getting into this.
All right. Now, basically, what about Turkey? Where does Turkey fit into this? And is Turkey involved in this conflict?
Well, Turkey actually wanted to make peace with Israel. They wanted to mediate some of the peace negotiations. But they say that Israel is committing genocide over there in Gaza. And Turkey has really turned its back on Israel completely. So Turkey is getting more Islamic as they go. And they are not siding with Israel in any way. They are just really separating themselves from Israel in a very bad way. So Israel doesn't want to have too much to do with them right now. As far as with ISIS, I'm not sure what's going on with them. But with Lebanon, ISIS tried to get into Lebanon, and the soldiers in Lebanon had to get on high alert. They went on high alert, and they were fighting. They were actually fighting, and they killed some of the Lebanese soldiers. So ISIS is a very dangerous group. They're in Lebanon, as I said, and there's rumors that they're in Gaza. They are definitely in the Sinai. They're spreading all over the place.
Well, basically, it looks like this, sort of like a seething cauldron there. I mean, that whole area, all sorts of political uncertainty, all sorts of violence, all sorts of military action. So I'm certain this must be a great deal of concern to the Jewish people, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because if ISIS really does come through Jordan, all they have to do is cross the border into Israel. So Israel is definitely aware of this. This is one of the biggest threats, the immediate threat, I should say.
But basically, Israel has planes, and couldn't those planes attack the ground troops? I don't think ISIS has any air cover, does it?
That's correct. They don't have any air cover. But that's why Jordan asked Israel for air cover. And they figured if Israel came in there, that would help with ISIS. Yes, for sure. But they are threatening, and Israel is on high alert because of it.
All right. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have any questions. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, who is certainly our representative over there, and she was sort of our missionary to that part of the world, not necessarily a missionary, but she is reporting to us about what's going on. Now, what about the Palestinians? How are the Palestinians feel about sending the attack on Gaza? How do the Palestinians feel about the fact that suddenly that you know, that Israel is there? Do they want to get rid of Israel? Do they want Israel to be destroyed? Are a lot of the Palestinians looking for an alternative to the Muslim faith?
Wow. Well, that's a huge question. Some are looking for something besides the Muslim faith, and I've met so many of them that have looked for something else and got to baptize many Muslim people in the Jordan River because they're tired of the violence. Now, there's others that are causing violence right now, not only in the West Bank areas, which is actually it's Israel. We call it West Bank, but it should be called Judea and Samaria. But what they're doing is fighting in Bethlehem. They're fighting in East Jerusalem. They're fighting everywhere. They're rioting. And people are getting hurt. People are getting arrested. People are getting killed. The attacks against Jews has risen tremendously within the past few weeks. It's like an intifada going on. It's like the third intifada has started. It's very dangerous on the Temple Mount, even. They're throwing Molotov cocktails at Jewish people that come up there.
Well, see, we're not hearing about this. Our attention is being diverted to what's going on over in the Ukraine and certainly what's going on in Syria and what's going on in Iraq. But we're not hearing about all the demonstrations there, Palestinian demonstrations in Israel. So this must certainly be very disconcerting for the Jewish people. In fact, is it really safe for the Jewish people, even in their own homeland today?
No, it's not safe. I talked to my friend Esther, and she told me that she was driving home, neither near the Hebrew University as she's driving home, a man on a motorcycle. He was a soldier. He was shot by a Palestinian or an Arab man going by. Now, remember that there are 1.6 million Muslims in Israel, Arab Israelis. And so if you're in Israel proper, you can attack people in Israel, just like in East Jerusalem. They're attacking people that go down the street there. And in Bethlehem, my friend had his windshield shot out. There's just so many attacks. In my community, an Arab came from the community next door and just started stabbing the guard at the front gate. So these attacks are happening twice as much, 100 times as much as when I was there in April. I mean, they have increased a lot since the conflict.
But certainly aren't these people getting either arrested or killed? And suddenly, if they start to either firing or stabbing somebody, suddenly isn't there somebody there with a weapon who can finish off the Palestinian who's committing this atrocity?
Well, the stabbing was something that no one expected, of course. You don't expect it to happen. And the Palestinian ran right back into his territory, and that was it.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly, Israel today and certainly the Palestinian area, you see, there's a seething cauldron of violence, but you're not hearing too much about it here in the United States. But certainly, this is a temple of violence, certainly is increasing and increasing dramatically in the last few weeks. As we've had the battle going on in Gaza, whether suddenly this truce is going to hold, we don't know. What is this going to do as far as the relationship between the Israelis and the Palestinians? We're going to be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Basically, Cheryl was just saying that the Jews really believe in the last days. They believe that the Messiah is going to come, because we believe the Messiah is going to come again. That basically, the Jewish people, and one reason they're moving into Israel, they're coming to Israel, is because they believe these are the last days. And these beliefs, beliefs in both Christians and Jews, we all have the same Bible. They interpret it different than we do. They do not believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, that he is the Messiah. But they do believe that their Messiah is coming and not in the too distant future. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you want to know anything about Israel, Cheryl is the person to ask. She's certainly our representative over there. She's been there for 14 years or more. And she's going to be going back in October. She just came back to the United States, got married, and she'll be here. Now, are you concerned about going over there? Do you think that the situation will be toned down by then? There'll be more law and order, and there won't be the violence and the fear that we see right today. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure how it's going to be when I go back, but as soon as I heard about the attacks coming in, the rockets coming in, I wanted to go back to Israel. I'm on a speaking tour, so I made commitment, and I've got to still go to the East Coast and speak on the East Coast, and I keep my commitment. But I wanted to go back, and the Lord just kind of put in my heart that I can do more good for Israel by being here than I can by being over there, because I really believe that we need to get the truth out. And I work with Palestinians. I have a distribution center. I take clothing, food, and help the Palestinian people. I mainly work with Palestinian people. But I see the truth, what's really happening there. And I have to say that Israel they're the underdog. They're being picked on. And the Palestinian people that I work with will tell you that. So we know what's happening, and I'm just trying to get the truth out. Stay with the facts. Try not to be biased at all in one way or the other, because I work with both people groups.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Cheryl about what's going on over there in Sydney, in Israel, certainly what's going on in the Palestinian area and the conflicts that's there. And basically, of course, Cheryl has certainly baptized a significant number of Palestinians who certainly want to have become Christians. And basically, it's because certainly they realize that there's no fulfillment for them. There's no explanation for life. Life really becomes meaningless if you don't have a purpose, and certainly they do not find a meaning for life in the Muslim faith. Basically, I do think that a lot of the Muslims who simply go through the actions, go through the certainly the prayer and certainly all the various festivities they have, but they really don't believe. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know that some of them do it out of fear, because if they don't go to the mosque and do the things that they're supposed to do, then people start looking at them in a different way. I know one guy, he did become a Christian. We did baptize him, and they called him back. They said, you need to come back, and you have to go to the mosque 5 times a day. So there's some things they do out of fear. Others, they just find out about the love of God. They don't hear about love in their mosque. They don't hear about people needing a God that can save them, that loves them. So what they do is when they hear about this God of love, they want to learn about him. Some people have dreams. I met a man, a Muslim man, who had a dream about Jesus. And he said that when he woke up, he was healed. And he knew that Jesus was God. And he walked up and down the streets in Jerusalem until he found a church to learn more about this Jesus. And he went into a Catholic church. And the nuns gave him a Bible, and he started reading and praying to Mary. And when I saw him, I said, well, would you like to pray to Jesus? And he said, I didn't know I could. I said, of course you can. Anyways, after talking to him, he received the Lord as his personal Savior and has a personal relationship. But I lost him. I didn't find him for a few months. I drove into a parking lot, another parking lot, and he happened to be working there in Jerusalem. And he ran up to me. I said, where were you? What happened to you? He said he was telling his village about Jesus and telling them that they need Jesus. Well, one night they came to his house calling his name. He opened his window, and they started shooting at him. And when they were shooting at him, they should have hit him in the chest. And he said it was such a miracle because, look, they only hit me in the leg. And he had 3 bullet holes in his leg from being attacked for talking to them about the Lord. And I said, did you move from there? Did you get away? He said, no, they need Jesus. So he's willing to put his life at risk to tell them about the Lord. And that's how radically he got saved from a dream he had.
And I wonder how many people listening to this program today would risk their lives to actually suddenly proclaim their Christian faith. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Sam calling from Cincinnati. I will be talking to Sam in just a moment. But Cindy will be back, and give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, our guest is Cheryl Hancock, and Cheryl Sydney is certainly our representative over there in Israel, representing Radio Liberty. Be back in a moment.
It's become a nightmare.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, I don't hesitate. Cheryl, how can people get in touch with you? Basically, if they'd like to have you come to their community to give a talk on your lecture series, or how can they get in touch with you over there in the Holy Land?
The best way to do that is just to email me, and the email address is all one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay. And basically, you do have openings where people, you would be able to come into various communities to give talks.
Yes, it's important for me to go and tell what I know, and to back up what I know and the facts that I have, that people learn and understand what's going on there. I'm doing a 3-day conference in Florida, and so 3 days I'll be able to get a lot of information out. So if people want me to come, I'm willing to come.
All right, fine. Well, basically now, what is happening overall to the economy of Israel? I mean, it says I know right now things are, I'm sure, are not too good, but how are things before this recent attack, certainly on Gaza?
Well, it's interesting because the economy, they say, is one of the worst in the Western world. And I see a lot of that when I go to the Ethiopian people, the Holocaust survivors. Some of them are living very poorly, yet on the other end, you have Silicon Valley, just like we have in California. There's one near Tel Aviv, and these people, they are so sophisticated when it comes to cell phones and computers and all this. So Israel is growing by leaps and bounds. They're inventing things like crazy. Yet on the other hand, there's people that are really suffering, and that's why I go and help them. There's a lot of problems over in Israel.
But basically, they are developing a lot of unique electronic items, aren't they? In fact, Cheryl was just saying that suddenly didn't cell phones originate there? And a lot of electronics actually originate in Israel?
Yeah, you're right. The big cell phone did, and I think the SIM card did, and there's so many things. There's a website called 21C, 21st Century, and if you go to 21st Century, 21C, Israel, you'll see all the things they've developed since they've been a country. It's amazing what they have. And they're selling these things, and so they're bringing money in. Yet they have a hard time because there's so many people. You know, they spend so much money on security. I have never been through so much security as I go through in Israel. And, of course, you go into the Palestinian areas, there's no security there. They're not worried about the Jews coming in and with suicide belts or bombing them or attacking them. But Israel has to have, every time I go into, like, the mall area, if I'm driving in, my car is searched. Then I can park. And then as I walk, before I get into any of the stores, I'm going through a metal detector, and they search my purse. Then when I walk into the mall, if it's high alert, they have people, security officers, at each store. It's a high rate of security, and they spend a lot of money on security, a lot of money. It's one of the.
Well, they really have to because of the threat of terrorism. Isn't that the case?
Oh, absolutely. They have to. And that's the point I'm trying to make. They don't do that in the Palestinian areas, but they have to do that in Israel, and it takes a lot of their money. So, yes, their economy is suffering, and that's only part of it. But, yes, Israel is suffering in a lot of ways.
But my understanding is that there really is terrible poverty, and certainly in the Palestinian area, and really only about 50% employment. Is that correct? I mean, the Palestinians are desperate to come into Israel because even though things may not be perfect there, they're a lot better in Israel than they are Palestine. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that is right. Israel is a democracy, and they have to treat the people fairly, all the people. They have a minimum wage. They have social medicine. They have all these things for their people. The Palestinian Authority doesn't have that. Though they're spent a lot of money and they can build up their society, they don't use the money to do that, unfortunately. And so the people want to come into Israel to get their medical. They go to the hospitals to get their medical problems taken care of. And so Israel gives them permission to come in to do that. They also give a lot of people permission, a lot of Palestinians permission to come in to work in Israel because they get at least the minimum wage. And in the Palestinian areas, they get maybe $300 to $500 a month, and that's what my friends tell me that work in the West Bank. So they don't get much money there, so they rather sneak into Israel and work under the table. If you know, then they won't get minimum wage, but they will get a good wage for doing construction or working in fields or something. People want to be in Israel to work. Yeah.
Now, my understanding is that the certainly in the Palestinian area, they got up to 50% unemployment. Is that right?
Yeah, at least, yeah. There's not much for the people to do. They don't produce much.
Well, why can't they have Sunni businesses and factories and other things in the Palestinian area?
You know, Dr. Stan, they could. They could if they would plan it out and they'd want a thriving group of people there, you know, a thriving society. But a lot of times what I've learned from the people that I work with for the past 15 years, what they've told me is they keep the poor poor. They want to keep them poor because if they do that, they'll have to join. They'll have to be a militia, either Fatah or Hamas. One of the teachers told me, he said that he was working as a teacher in the West Bank, and as he was working, a Hamas member came in and talked to the kids and said, if you come to the mosque after school, then I will give you 100 shekels, which is equivalent to $25. And the teacher said, I don't want you coming in here and inciting these kids to become suicide bombers. You talk to them afterwards. Don't talk to them on my class time. And the Hamas member said, you will never get work again in the West Bank. And sure enough, they fired him. He didn't get any work. And he said, Cheryl, I'm going to blow myself up. And I said, what? He said, I'm going to be a suicide bomber because I know my family will be taken care of. I can't provide for them. I can never get work again. But they will give my family money every month for me blowing myself up and killing some Jews. And I talked them out of it, at least as far as I know. But this is one of the ways they use the people, and they keep them poor so they can use them. That way their family gets money.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I don't think I would want to blow myself up so my family could get money. But basically, of course, this is not imaginary. This is the situation that exists there, and it's so tragic for the Palestinians. It's so tragic for the Jews. And I don't see any way of that this is ever going to come to an end until the Lord comes. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do you feel about it, Cheryl? How are we ever going to solve the problems that they have over there in Israel?
You know, unfortunately, I don't think it will be solved until the Lord comes back. And one time, I really was concerned with this scripture. It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And people are praying for Jerusalem. And I thank God that people are praying all over the world for Jerusalem. And I decided to do a survey down in the old city where you have Muslims, Christians, and Jews. And I interviewed each one and asked them, what does it mean to pray for the peace of Jerusalem? They said, well, there never will be peace. So it means that we're praying for the Messiah to come. There's only going to be peace when the Messiah comes. And we believe it's the Prince of Peace that's going to come and bring peace. I really don't think there's going to be peace unless it's just a cold peace, like a cold war, a cold peace. It just had a standstill for a short time, but it will always erupt until Messiah comes.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have John calling from Spokane. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I had a question for Cheryl. It's kind of just an everyday question, but I was kind of curious about her marriage, how she met her new husband, and is he going to live with her in Israel and things like that.
Okay, well, that's kind of a fun one. Well, I met my husband in a parking lot in California as I was taking a break for one day, and he was working in the area. He just happened to be there for 1 week, and then we decided, well, if we meet here again, and if it works out, then we'll go have lunch and talk more, because we just started talking for 45 minutes. He loves Israel. He came over to Israel. He loves the work. He knew a lot about Israel. I was surprised. But anyways, he would happen to be there the next week when I had to pass through that area, and we have just been talking ever since and decided that it was time for us to be married, and he is going to be going to Israel with me. I have an apartment. My car is over there, and I was crying out for help because I'm getting older, tired. It's 15 years of working in Israel can really do it to you. But I cried out for help. I need help, Lord, and he sent Len along, and I really thank God for that. So we're trying to decide, how is this going to work? How are we going to come together and do the work in Israel? He's finishing up his work as a blaster in the union, and then he'll be coming with me. Yes.
Will he have some sort of a pension from the union?
Yeah, he's actually getting ready to retire. He's thinking of retiring a year or two early, and so he's got all his pension. He's got everything. He's doing just fine. And the reason he's working now is because he wants to keep the insurance. And me, with my old past, I was a drug addict for 19 years. I got hepatitis C, which is a very bad virus. They have new medicine out now that will get rid of hepatitis C. And I am going to go on that program at the beginning of the year for 12 weeks, and it should wipe out that hepatitis C. Without his insurance, I couldn't do that. So the Lord put Len in my life for more than one reason. So I believe that I'm going to be healed.
It's amazing how these things work out. John, anything else you'd like to know?
Well, I have a bit of a bad connection. It's probably on my end, but I caught most of what Cheryl said, and I appreciate her very forthright answer. And obviously, God has been moving in her life. I wanted to ask her also, does she plan to stay in Israel until the bitter end?
Cheryl, are you going to be just staying over there just as you are now and going back and forth, or are you going what are your plans?
The Lord called me 15 years ago and just said, come follow me. And I really thought I'd be away from my job. I worked at a nuclear power plant as an armed security officer. I thought I would be gone for a year or two and then go back to work. But when he said, follow me, he didn't give me a plan. And so here it is 15 years later, and I'm in awe that I'm still there. And so many things have developed. You know, I became a journalist over there, and it's just an amazing life that I have. I have no idea when I'm going to be back in America, if I'm going to live in Israel to the end. He just says, follow me. And I know in October, I'm going to follow him right back to Israel. Right now, this is my field. This is where I'm supposed to be. And then in October, I'm supposed to go back to the people that are waiting for me there. So I have no idea. I'm taking it day at a time. And, you know, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path is what the word says. And it's like walking with a lamp in my hand on a dark night, walking down a path. All I can see is what's in front of me. And that's how I follow the Lord. I don't know what's way far ahead. I don't know.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see then. Okay, John, thanks very much for calling. Anything else you want to ask before we let you go?
If I may, I just wanted to ask Cheryl about her immigration status in Israel. Is she considered a tourist, or is she on a work visa, or is she a permanent immigrant, or how is that, and how does one go about living in Israel?
Yeah, it's very difficult to live in Israel or to immigrate to Israel unless you're Jewish, and I may be Jewish. My mom lives in Sudetenland, and they had half my family disappeared. That's a different story, but I'm there on a journalist visa. I want to find out what's going on. I've always been interested in truth and getting the truth out. And I became a journalist, and now I have a journalist visa that I renew year to year. That's how I stay in Israel.
And basically, of course, then she is a journalist reporting back to Radio Liberty, and she is is affiliated with our ministry, okay?
Yes. God bless Cheryl, and you too, Dr. Stan.
Okay, John.
Have a great night.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
our
you.
Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a call for Cheryl or a question for Cheryl, we've only got about 5 minutes more. Well, Cheryl, what are the things, that message you would like to leave with our listeners today? We've got about 5 minutes before we wrap up the program.
Well, the message I'd like to leave is that, you know, we need to really find out what the truth is ourselves. We can't listen to the news and listen to other people and believe what they say. We need to dig in and know what the truth is. Just like the word, when we hear a preacher preaching, we need to see if those things are so and be as a Berean and just study to see if those things are right. So we need to find out, are we telling, being told the truth on the television? I'm finding out that a lot of media does not tell the truth. So you need to dig in and find out. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Really, these are crucial times, and we can't fall into trickery right now because it can lead us down the wrong path. We should love the things the Lord loves. The Lord loves Israel. He loves all people. God died for all people. Jesus died for all people. And so we need to feel the same for all the people and pray for the Palestinian people as well as the Jewish people. Some of those people are so innocent that they're taught these things from childhood. They have summer camp. They teach these kids become jihad warriors. They don't have a childhood. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for the people of Israel, all the people of Israel.
I certainly believe that as to be true. And basically, the Jews over there, there was a spiritual force behind the Israel today. And Jews are coming from all over the world, going into an area of violence, leaving their homes, or leaving their homes, whether it be in France or Germany or England, and really thousands of them are moving to Israel, and a lot of them don't know why they're going. They just have this feeling they're being drawn there. And that is, would almost seem to be like a supernatural force at work. Would you agree with that, Cheryl?
Absolutely. I see the hand of the Lord moving in these days. The prophecies being fulfilled like crazy over there. As I speak in the churches, I show a PowerPoint and I talk about the prophecies and show pictures of the prophecies. It's really wonderful to be on the front lines and see how the Lord's moving and where we're going with this. No, the end of the book. So we can all rest assured that we're going to be with the Lord if we know him.
Amen to that. And I think it's so vitally important that certainly if you're out there in the listening audience, that you understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle being carried out on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. But this is a spiritual battle. And just as that battle is being fought in Israel, so that battle is being fought here in the United States today. We are incredibly prosperous, certainly. God has blessed America unlike probably any other country throughout all history. But basically, of course, I believe that we're going to be moving into very, very difficult times. But what we have and where our finances and our efforts should be being spent now, not enjoying life. It should be preparing, certainly, ourselves, our family, and as many people as we can reach for the times that are coming, the difficult times that I really believe are ahead for the people here in America. And the reason I believe that is because the American people as a whole have turned against God. And when God turns, when people turn against God, God turns against those people. And I really tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and I think he's going to bring his judgment on America. What are your thoughts, Cheryl?
No, I agree with you 100%. This is what I'm saying in the churches. We need to be prepared. Be prepared for any kind of disaster, earthquake, an attack on America. We need to have things stored up like we do in Israel. But also we need to be prepared spiritually. What's going to happen to us? Are we there with the Lord? Yes, I agree with you 100%.
All right, fine. Well, our guest service has been Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl, one more time, get your address out so people can get in touch with you.
Okay, that's all one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. If you'd like to get hold of Cheryl, and certainly you can get her regular email. We get an email from her. What is that, on a weekly basis or bi-weekly? How often is it?
Yeah, I send that twice a month. But lately it's been a little bit more, maybe once a week.
Okay, fine. And if you certainly would like to have her come to your community and speak, get in touch with her. God bless you. Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Bless you too. Hope to see you before I go back to Israel.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do need your help so we can maintain our network of stations out across America, indeed across the world, where 5 days a week, 5 hours a day, we're able to bring people the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and help them to understand that the spiritual nature of the battle that is being fought behind the scenes today, a battle for the souls of men, and the survival of Christian civilization. Christian civilization is under attack today. There's an organized effort to kill Christians throughout the world, being funded by the Central Intelligence Agency, by people in key positions on our government, and basically we probably killed close to a million Christians, certainly in Iraq and certainly in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya, and certainly there in Syria. Why? Because we're funding this radical Islamic movement. We're funding the ISI. We're funding ISIS. We're funding Al-Qaeda. We're funding the Muslim Brotherhood. And if you find that difficult to believe, please go up on the internet and just type in CIA funds Al-Qaeda, CIA funds ISI, CIA funds suddenly the Muslim Brotherhood. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. And you get into the background of where all of these organizations were created. They were created because they needed an enemy. And who is they? They are this small group of people that control both political parties, who've taken control of our government and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one world government, a one world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. And basically, that's why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That is why they've done everything they can to destroy the moral fabric of our society, and they've done a good job of it. But the average American sees these things, but they don't understand why it's happening. And that's what I do, 5 hours a day, trying to get people to grasp the significance of the events that are taking place and put them into their true biblical and spiritual context. So if you'd like to join with us, I said, in this effort, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you can certainly buy the various products that we have. You can donate to our effort. I said that you can use the health products that we have, and I said that these are important because most people are deficient in magnesium and selenium and iodine, and men need the prostate support products. But if you'd like a list of the health products we have, you can get them off our website, or simply just call and ask for a list of the health products. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. And then, of course, we have soap products, and we wouldn't be without them. We've used them as Miracle 2 soap, Miracle 2 gel, and certainly, if once you've used these products, the neutralizer, I think you'll find them fascinating and very, very effective. And we hope that you'll want to become regular users of them. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But our hope is, of course, that you want to join the Radio Liberty family and tell others about our ministry. Encourage them to do their homework. Try to get them to think about what's going on. Explain to them that most people are going to lose everything that they have in the coming period of chaos and conflict. And we are moving into a period of chaos and conflict. And we do hope that, of course, you'll be prepared for this. So remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for an aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. But even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you.
Remember me, I served my country proudly.